morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to your Thursday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Oh, yes, we want to encourage you to share with your friends and family about Reliable News Talk Radio. These days are all kind of just stumbling together, kind of rolling together as we not only are dealing with an election that hasn't been finalized. And I appreciate, I have to say thank you to all of you that are sending me emails. You're sending me an email. You're sending me messages on Facebook. You can find me at Good Morning Stacy Ann on Facebook and now on Parler as well. I'm making that transition and getting all updated on how to use that that avenue and venue. And then I'm also on this MeWe or WeMe and learning how to use that, which is a similar format to Facebook. But I appreciate you sending me messages and alerting me to kind of what's going on around the country. And certainly it's important that we stay in touch and connected and try to figure out, get through all of the media. It's interesting. I'm continuing to look through the mainstream media. In fact, someone had sent me a message and it linked to a YouTube video, and now YouTube had an AP report that Biden is the president-elect, and to be aware that people may try to persuade us differently that that is not the fact. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, where's the fact check of the fact that President Biden has not even been certified as the, you know, president-elect Biden has not even been certified as the president. We have one president right now, President Trump. Our Constitution does not allow two presidents at the same time. And I don't know, I'm not one to really get offended easily. I do like to call out when I see discrepancies and things like that, but I'm very frustrated and almost offended that the press is making it as if it's a done deal. And they're pushing down more and more the facts about the election fraud and the voter fraud that's taken place in so many states. They're not even telling what's going on right now. The efforts that are going on in Georgia now, they're going to have a recount. That's phenomenal. You know, in so many different states and all the work that's going on in our Supreme Court and all of the lawsuits. So we want to be your information source. And when we're not on the air live in the mornings locally, we have a wonderful lineup all throughout the day, I want to remind you. And if you have not listened throughout the day, I encourage you, keep the radio on all through the day. In fact, we had a caller earlier during Jeff's show state that he was listening to another radio show host that we don't host here on our network. And they were basically saying, yeah, Biden's the president-elect. This is how it's going to be. And that listener is like, nope, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. And that's what's happening right now with Fox News. People are moving away from Fox News and onto other sources. So, I mean, these are things that we need to consider and talk about, and where we get our information is very important. And the fact that we need to stay informed is so extremely important. And there's something going on this weekend, and you may have heard, if you've been listening all morning, you may have heard Jeff talk about it. At the Capitol this Saturday is the Defeat the Steal rally going on. It's going to start at 11 a.m., and it'll go for a few hours, and we really want to get a good crowd out there at the Capitol. And there's going to be a whole group of us speaking at this event, and certainly I look forward to meeting you, and I hope you'll take the time to come out. And yeah, it might rain, bring your umbrella, bring your rain gear, but let's show up and show out for this incredible opportunity to defeat the steal of this election and to stand for accountability. Even here in Oregon, many of the races still have not been counted or certified. They're still in that process. And so there's a lot of confusion, and we need to keep facing the confusion with fact. The other thing that we're facing right now is we're on day two now of the pause, right, to try to flatten the curve. Have you heard this before? And I'm concerned about all of the businesses that are being impacted by further restraint. And I wonder, at what point is the cure or the attempt to flatten the curve worse than the threat of the illness that 99% of the people survive? These are all things that I know are stirring not only in my mind today, but certainly yours and those that you work with and your family. What are you going to do about Thanksgiving? Because most of us do not want to be criminals, because that's what they're making it out to us to be if we don't wear a mask or if we meet with more than six people or people outside of our family circle. These are all things that are stirring. And to me, it seems like a setup to keep us on edge, to build anxiety and strain and stress and not keep us connected and building hope and encouragement. And so that's why tuning in here, we hope to be a source of encouragement, source of truth, a source of giving you action that you can take personally and community-wise, so that our efforts together, because we the people still have the power, despite what they're trying to tell us, their strength. And so when we know who we are and whose we are, and again, there's that faith element I keep coming back to, we are made in the image of our Creator, and He's given us that liberty and that freedom. It comes from Him, not from the government. So together we are better. And I'm so glad that you're tuning in. And in that effort to stay encouraged, to stay focused on what we can do, you know, one of my big goals is to continue to let you know what's going on in the community and continue to bring you information that you can use. And we all know in our personal lives, there are things that we can do to stay healthy, build our immune system, and build awareness. And one of the organizations that's certainly near and dear to my heart, and I just jumped on the board and been a participant in a recent fundraiser, is Kicking Cancer. And in the studio with me today, woohoo, is the KC guy, Baron Robinson. Thank you for joining me. And I know it's kind of heavy a little bit this morning starting out, but we have a lot going on, don't we, Baron?
There's a lot going on, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think what you're talking about, I always like to bring a book to talk with you about, and I should say God opened a page to me.
I love it. Do share.
So I think it just resonates with what you're talking about at a bigger level with government and control that doesn't need to occur there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and when we talk about the issue of cancer, and we talk about what's going on right now with COVID-19, I know you've tagged me in a few of these big promo things with American Cancer and their whole, you know, fundraiser avenue, and they're using this angle like we can't quite be as effective because, you know, people aren't getting there, and it's troubling to me because medical attention needs to, on all levels, people need to get tested. They need to know what's going on in their body, not just for COVID,
right?
But because COVID is all the main thing or the popular thing or the, you know, everybody's consumed with it. Other things like heart disease and cancer, and I'm concerned that people are being pushed aside from their appointments to get the help that they need when they have these troubles in their, you know, in their life.
Well, and you know, your listeners have heard me talk about the concept we have in the organization called Go Team. It's part of our support program, and mm-hmm. It's just where the organization rallies around somebody. Go Team, whoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so currently it's Jennifer Beaumont, who lives in Albany.
Right.
And she's a classic case of what you're talking about. She was exhibiting some pneumonia symptoms late last year, and early this year she wanted to get tested. And then COVID hit, and so they didn't follow through effectively with the tests that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the first lift occurred, like in May, they finally pulled her test back out, and they said, you need to come in, like, right away for a full-on. And turns out she had stage 4 lung cancer.
And the troubling thing for me is you put those tests out there, you know, and reschedule, and how much, you know, if they intervened right away, how much more effective could have that been to help prevent, you know,
yeah,
trouble down the way? And I'm glad to have you in the studio today.
It's always fun to be
encouraging.
Here.
We're both in sweatshirts.
Yeah, it's a little cool out there this morning.
It's a cold morning and scraping off the windshields and all of that. And nothing like it has been in other parts of the country, certainly. But we know that it's, looking at the weather right now, even, it's only 32 degrees.
Yeah,
that's
cool outside.
Crazy. And it's going to be up to 50 today. And temperature throughout the next few days in the 50s and rain expected. So these are things that we deal with every single day. And I love the sweatshirt that you're wearing, the Kicking Cancer sweatshirt, and your message throughout the community through wearing t-shirts and identifying. Talk to us a little bit about the colors and what they mean and how people can get a t-shirt and get involved.
So the first shirt was a bright pink shirt. Mm-hmm. My sister, who's been on your show, has breast cancer. So we started with a pink shirt. But then I realized over time that if for this message to go where I want it to go, it's not just breast cancer and it's mm-hmm. not just pink. And I think that there's other organizations doing a really good job with the pink color. And so we developed a line of shirts, and I think we have every major color presented now with the different cancers. And so if somebody has bone cancer, well, that's a yellow shirt. And if somebody has blood cancer, that's an orange shirt. And we just came out with some purple shirts. Alex Trebek just passed from pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
That's purple, you know. Mm. We have green shirts, which is your lung and your liver. And all cancers have a color, but the one that's the most recognizable is pink.
Yes.
And so we just wanted to bring awareness to that. And if they go to our website, there's mm-hmm. a place to contact us on there. The shirts are $15. We'll ship them anywhere in the U.S. for $5 more, so $20. It's really exciting. I just shipped 5 shirts off to Connecticut, which gives
wow.
us one more state mm-hmm. that has some shirts. And it's a local lady that lives in Staten who just found out that her daughter had very aggressive breast cancer, and she's in the Coast Guard in Connecticut.
Well, when we think about how all of our lives have been affected by those that have contended, I talk about contending with cancer because it's not something, it's not a disease, our disease. We
right.
don't identify that way. It's something we contend with. And you think about in my life, in your life, all the loved ones who have dealt with it and those that are dealing with it now in isolation, more or less, because
yeah.
of all of that. You think about teams, our team support of Kicking Cancer, and what people can do still, even in this COVID restricted time, they can wear a t-shirt with a great message. They can tell a story.
It's interesting that people are actually almost thrilled anymore when they get one of our shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had an extra shirt from our walk that we did last month, and your station was a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the size of your gal that's up at the front desk. And I
yeah.
just came in, I said, "Hey, I've got an extra one your size." And she got a little teary in her eyes,
oh.
like, "I got a Kicking Cancer shirt," you know?
Yay.
And that's kind of fun too.
Well, and so we encourage people to be a part of the team, right? And get a shirt and be engaged and be involved. And we've had some fun over the last few weeks with some events, and we've got some stuff coming up we'll talk about here. We've got a lot to talk about this morning, in fact, and we're so glad you're tuning in, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to remind you, if you have an event for your nonprofit organization, something coming up as we move towards the holidays, we'd like to hear about it. Send it to me, Stacey, Stacey, at KSLM.com. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you hanging out with me on this Thursday. Want to alert Salem businesses. There is a grant to help Salem businesses adapt outdoor space for winter months. A $200,000 grant funding now is available to Salem businesses needing temporary outdoor coverings and heaters to meet social distancing requirements during the winter months. Business must apply to the City of Salem website between November 10th at noon and November 17th at 5 p.m. The city council approved the $200,000 for grants to businesses needing help to purchase or renting temporary coverings and heaters for the cold and rainy months of the during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so to get a hold and find out more information, of course, go to the City of Salem website. And then you can also email grants@cityofsalem.net, salemgrants@thecityofsalem.net. We'll put a link on our Facebook page up there as well that you can further look at that information. And then I want to share a couple things coming up. This Saturday, November 14th at 11 a.m. will be the Defeat the Steal rally, and it's going to continue to rally around and say, hey, no, you can't steal this election. And it's going to start at 11 a.m. And then our friends at the Hope Pregnancy Center, they're doing a fundraiser as well, hopeforsalem.org, to get involved with that. And we cannot forget about our pregnancy clinic and our crisis pregnancy frontline workers here in town that are working, and certainly they've been under the COVID restriction as well, not able to do their normal fundraising, which usually is a very successful banquet in the community. And so they're coming up with another plan to do it through online. And I encourage you to get involved and find out what's been happening. They have some great things happening. And so hopeforsalem.org. And then right around the corner, and many of you have participated in this in the past, I want to remind you, November 21st, put this on your calendar, is our Supermarket Saturday. Yes, that's when KSLM teams up with Safeway there on Center Street, and we do a big food drive. And that'll be from 10 to 4, and many of us will be down there, personalities and staff, taking in your food donations to help those that are food insecure during these next few months. And so, here in the studio with me, we're going to continue the conversation this morning, is Baron Robinson, the KC guy. And we're talking everything about mindset and how to stay healthy. And Baron, you and I have talked about this before. We really, really want to make sure and make it in the future that our children and our grandchildren, great-grandchildren say, oh, there was cancer? What was that? You know, like, make it unthinkable. Like, it's gone, right? Yeah. And not an issue. And part of the reason we can do that is really being mindful of what we do with our bodies today, what we eat, how we exercise, making sure we get adequate water and all of that. And you and I were talking about using how we've gotten away as food, as eating healthy really is medicine to our body. And you brought some information about that. Talk about it with us today.
I have a lot of books that I've referenced on your show, and this one's actually a gal named Dr. Carolyn mm-hmm. Leaf. She earned that title. We'll give
yes,
it to her.
Yes.
She actually does have a PhD, but the book is called Think and Eat Yourself Smart.
Mm.
And she talks in here about how nutrition affects your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing book, but she has a quote in here that I think is really good. She says, eat food, not too much, mostly plants.
Wow.
And food is medicine.
Yes.
But people have kind of gone into the fact that you should take supplements. And I just mm-hmm. want to bring up the fact that in 1994, there was an act put out. It was called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act,
mm-hmm.
which always sounds great on the surface until you get into the heart of whatever these acts are. And what that one did is it deregulated the supplement industry, and it now permits supplement products to claim health benefits for products without oversight into the standards of those products.
Mm.
So she goes on here to say that 4 to 41% of the supplement claims on the product that are written on there actually aren't actually in the product.
Wow.
So if you're taking vitamin C, it might not actually have vitamin C inside of it. And her whole point is that the supplement industry, which is often an arm of the pharmaceutical industry, something mm-hmm. you and I have talked about, is worth an estimated $55 billion.
Well, and you think about right now with the pandemic and everybody wanting to boost their immune system, many people are going to supplements, you know, to try to help with vitamin C and all of the zinc, things help build the immune system. Interesting.
Yeah. And so part of Kicking Cancer's message, it was actually the original message I started out with, was eat real food
mm-hmm.
and do some movement.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things are what started this little movement we're doing here. And so this is the real food part of it in her message. And then the second part that I thought she was really interesting is she said, if supplements aren't the solution, then what about exercise? Mm-hmm. And the World Health Organization says 1 in 3 people partake in little or no exercise across the globe, resulting in an estimated 3.2 million deaths annually, which makes physical inactivity one of the leading causes of mortality today.
Well, and I certainly believe that, and that's the most frustrating thing right now during all of this lockdown and pause, is our gyms and our fitness centers, especially when the weather starts turning cooler and people are wanting to go indoors for those things because you can't, it's harder to walk outside or ride a bike when the weather's challenging and windy and rainy. And many of our gyms haven't been at capacity, you know, for a long time. And their viability, kind of like the restaurants, you know, you wonder with the pause what to do about that. And so I know people are turning to videos at home and doing things at home. The main thing is finding something that works and keep doing it, right?
Right.
And we're going to, at the top of the hour, next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about fitness and what we can do and ideas people can do to keep moving. So I love this book that talks to us about eating right, eating for our health, eating for our brain is what it talks about, and then movement. What have you found to be true in your life? Certainly we've heard from Brenda in past shows that she changed her diet drastically and made sure that for her health in the future, that was the route that she took, and it's working, right?
Right.
And in your own life, you're very active. You've done these major events. These, what do you call them?
The Spartan races.
Spartan races.
Yeah.
And this year, has there been a Spartan race because of COVID?
There hasn't. I had signed up for one that would have been in Seattle back in April. And of course, as soon as COVID hit, that one was canceled. By August, they thought they'd figured out how to do them again. And so they had said, hey, we're back on track. We're doing Spartans. Brenda was going to fly up. We were going to do a Spartan together outside of Portland up in Washougal. Once again, that was canceled.
Oh, boy.
They have said that February, they're back on track. And we're headed to Arizona. Burpees for Brenda is alive again.
Oh, I love it. And rumor that maybe something right here in the Willamette Valley in the future as well.
Yes,
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're talking with the KC guy, Kicking Cancer. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Hello, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and it's warming up to 33 degrees now here at the KSLM studios. Going to see about 50 degrees today and overnight low 33. So when you wake up tomorrow morning, it'll probably be some scraping on the windshields a little bit, but it wasn't too thick this morning, which helps. And all week long, we're expecting rain showers even through the weekend. And as we talk about the weekend, certainly I want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, we have the Defeat the Steal rally going on this weekend. We encourage you to come. Many of us are going to be speaking. It would be awesome to meet you. It's taking place starting at 11 a.m. at the Salem Capitol, the state capitol here in Oregon. Tell your friends and family from other parts of the state to come on in, and let's all show up and stand strong. Now, this is going on locally, but nationally as well on the Mall in D.C. People are flying in from all over the country to D.C. to stand to defeat the steal as well. And there's going to be more developments even today, talk about more lawsuits and continuing to see, you know, truth getting out there. And I want to encourage you to keep your radio station here all day long as our commentators and syndicated show hosts will continue to kind of peel back the layers of the onion and get down to the root of what's going on with this election. And in the meantime, we're going to continue to do what we can do in our community to stay connected, stay informed, stay encouraged. And one of the things we've got coming up, too, is our Supermarket Saturday food drive coming up on the 21st of November there at Safeway at Center Street. And we encourage you to shop at Safeway and get a few extra items, donate them to the cause. We want to help the food insecure in our area. And that's a way that we can make a difference. And knowing that our community is so very important. Another way is to partner up with local nonprofits like Kicking Cancer, who's doing such a great job to help families locally who are impacted by cancer. And one of the programs that I've really been impressed with is one that's in development, ready to kick off, and it's called Pathways. And I've got Baron Robinson here in the studio with me. He's also known as the KC guy, right? Kicking Cancer guy. And he's in the studio with me, and we're talking about Kicking Cancer. And Baron, tell our listeners a little more about this particular part of your programming with Kicking Cancer and what Pathways does.
Pathways, in my opinion, is a program that's long needed, and I don't see it effectively used in other organizations. So It will be our signature program. If you look at families that are affected by cancer, most of the attention goes to whoever has the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And a good supporter of our organization came to me not long ago, and he said, I wish this program had been in place when my son was going through cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So he has four boys. His second son was battling blood cancer, and all the family's attention went to the son that was battling leukemia. The youngest was a sophomore at North Salem High School. You know, that sophomore year of high school is a very hard age. You're developing in so many social ways. But the whole family's attention was, you know, where it needed to be on the kid with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, after the youngest graduated, his girlfriend broke up with him and he committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Pathways is kind of a one-on-one mentoring program.
Mm-hmm.
We bring volunteers into the house. Obviously, they've been screened and they're safe to be there as volunteers. And then they do stuff with the other family members.
Mm-hmm.
They do homework with the kids. They take them to Silver Falls on a hike. They go bowling, whatever. And obviously, once COVID restrictions lift, there's more we can do. But the idea is that we are there to support the family emotionally, so you can focus on the one who's dealing with the cancer.
I'm a firm believer that the more adults and support that we can bring alongside youth, the better it is. I know certainly in my life, I had great influence in adults and Sunday school teachers and youth leaders in my life that impacted my life. I right out of college, and you may or may not have known this, but I was a case manager for an organization called Big Brothers Big Sisters, right? And that whole mentorship, I think it's underutilized in our community. Having that adult pre-screen, like you said, who is going to volunteer and come alongside of that child just for them, someone to talk to, someone to hang out with, because oftentimes, especially single parent families or families contending with another family member who's ill, it does take all their time.
Yeah.
And this other person who doesn't have the challenges, you know, medically, they need that attention and that emotional support. Another program I think of, and I'm just looking at what's out there to bring support to youth, is the CASA program.
Yeah.
CASA program, again, having been a foster mother, my foster children had CASA workers who, again, would spend time with them, would hang out, give them that individualized attention. But there's nothing like this in a field where a family's contending with cancer.
Yeah.
Or medical. And so I think it's a great program. You have great leadership. And you've been fundraising for it, right?
Yeah.
We did the golf fundraiser.
Yep.
Fell short of our goal, but we significant fundraising, and congratulations to the executive team and certainly the gentleman Jerry who helped, you know, lead that cause.
Yeah.
in COVID and during an election.
Oh.
It was phenomenal. During the fires, $20-some thousand raised to help kick off the Pathways programs and other things that
right.
are going to go on in 2021.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so Robin Paulison is on our board of directors, and she's the director of the Pathways
mm-hmm.
program. And she and I sat down just a few days ago. It will be added to our website, so you
mm-hmm.
can go on and really get a good idea of what Pathways is. There'll be a link to form if you want to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal for quarter four was to get all the funding and the details worked out so that January 1st we can effectively launch Pathways.
Yes.
And I will tell anyone who supported, pledged that golf-a-thon, thank you, because we didn't reach our goal, but we got a goal big enough to launch Pathways.
That's fantastic. And there's events and things coming up in the future. Again, I want to kind of you know, celebrate with Kicking Cancer. This has been a phenomenal last few months. You had the wonderful activity and auction and fundraiser at Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. That was a significant amount of money raised to impact a life. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So again, a huge shout out to Honky Tonk and, mm-hmm. and Diana down there. We Diana and I sat down together and came up with this idea, and we called it Rockin' for Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
They had a number of bands come together. It was music all day long. Rebecca lives in Lebanon and is battling bone cancer, or, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, blood cancer, along with several other diseases, multiple sclerosis and mm-hmm. muscular dystrophy. When the day was all said and done, we raised a little over $12,000 that one day alone,
mm-hmm.
and gave her a check that was big enough to pay off her house.
Incredible. And so when you talk about an organization locally that's impacting lives,
yeah.
and looking for ways to fit, kind of fill in the big old gaps that other organizations, you know, we see a lot of times. I mean, you can't buy even something at the grocery store that doesn't say support, you know, this cancer effort or that, but you never know. And a lot of times when I'm asked to give at the till, at the pay point of purchase to an organization, I'll say, is that local? You know, is it, where does it go? Do you know? Oh, I don't know. You know, is usually the answer. I'm like, well, I support local causes, you know? And so here is something that you can get involved with, friends, locally, Kicking Cancer,
yeah.
and see results. And you got your 501c3 designation. You've had a huge year this year.
It has
year.
Been phenomenal.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Bringing on board members and
like you.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to have our first meeting officially coming up that I get to attend. So as we look towards 2021, and I know, Baron, this is kind of an interesting year. Anything we plan, it kind of gets upended in a sense a little bit here and there, but we're flexible that way, right?
Yeah.
But when we look towards 2021 and we're kicking off pathways, what other things are you visioning for next year?
Well, we've always done workshops. I mean, this whole concept started when I looked at my sister Brenda and I said, the stuff that you're doing to stay alive, let's share that information.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with free workshops. We'd get a donation big enough to cover the cost, and then we'd start doing free workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that effectively till COVID hit. Well, now you can go to kicking-cancer.org, hit the resources tab, and we're doing Facebook Live seminars, but the links are still available. So you can see, I think there's 8 of them on there now.
Nice.
So if you want to know how to exercise during COVID,
mm-hmm.
there's a COVID-friendly exercise program.
I love it.
If you want some good tips on how to cook healthy, there's a great cooking show on
mm-hmm.
there. There's some two really inspirational stories on there. So the resources tab are videos you can watch of previous seminars.
And you have testimonies too.
Yeah, there's
incredible.
If you hit the stories tab, I think there's 24 mm-hmm. different stories on there. And these are local people that tell their story of their battle with cancer. And,
mm-hmm.
and we've got some testimonials that are coming on of, there's a lady who lives in Independence who started following us 2 years ago battling colon cancer, and now it's gone.
Yay,
and
that's
great. And so she just says, hey, I just did what they talked about,
mm-hmm.
and it's helping me a lot.
Yes.
And by no means are we gonna tell you that if you follow our advice, you're not getting cancer. That's not even a realistic thing for us to tell you. But you lessen your chances.
Well, and I think knowledge is power. We learned that like on a Saturday special years ago when we were kids, right? Knowledge is power.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's important that we stay connected and we stay aware of what the resources are in the community. And then again, in this time of everything on pause and everything in isolation, things like, you know, watching forums on or watching videos online, that's something that maybe we wouldn't have done a year ago, but we can do that now, and it can impact our day-to-day life.
And I know that your listeners are a very patriotic group,
mm-hmm.
and General Schwarzkopf, who led that first invasion in Iraq back in the early 90s,
yes,
he had a quote that has become kind of my mantra.
Mm-hmm.
The press asked him his plan to defeat the Iraqis, which seems like a stupid question to begin with, but, you know, like, let's tell the Iraqis what we're going to do.
Right, exactly.
So what he said is, we're going where they ain't.
Oh, my.
And he took the tanks around the outside during the night, and when the Iraqis woke up, they had tanks on both sides, which is not a good place to be.
Mm.
But, you know, as an organization, we're going where they're not going. We're supporting local, we're educating, we're doing what the bigger organizations aren't doing.
And I love it because we're moving boldly forward where no man's gone before.
Yes.
Right, or woman.
Great quote.
I love it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, having a great discussion with the Kicking Cancer Guy this morning, Baron Robinson. Thank you for tuning in, friends. If you have any questions, want to join the conversation, give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning to you.
Stepping on my way.
It's a fantastic Thursday, November 12th. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, encouraging you. You can listen to this broadcast on a podcast later on. I'll put it up on our website at kslm.news, and you can share it with your friends and family, bringing in information that we can use and also education. And that's really a part of it, that, you know, people think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. Nope. Connecting together, educating, learning from one another, stories, what works. Why have to try to reinvent something when we already have found something that works? And that's what's so powerful about stories, Baron. And why I love bringing people here with me in the studio. Not only is it fun to get people on the radio who've never been on the radio, you're not one of them. You're
no,
kind of
I'm
seasoned.
Okay,
you're like ready to start your own radio show now.
Well, I think the Casey Stacey show is our show.
But it's fun to hear their stories and learn about their experiences and why what they had to look at and what they overcame.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And one of my theme songs is Overcomer, because we do have things that happen. Life happens.
Right.
It doesn't matter who we are. Life happens. It's how we handle that when it comes our way. And what I love about Kicking Cancer and the hope and the encouragement, you come right alongside of people, which just sings my song. You know, you're reading my book. That's what I love to do, is come right alongside people and say, we can do this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We can do this. You know, you're strong enough. You're beautiful. And we can learn who we are and whose we are, and we can move forward together. And Kicking Cancer brings that support and that help and that hope. And so I'm sure you wake up every morning going, okay, Lord, what do we have going on today? You know, who are we going to meet? And it's just been fun to watch you connect and network with people in the community and keep driving home that and be that awareness of, hey, this is a threat. And when we talk numbers, and we've done it before, you know, during COVID, and we've lost, you know, I don't know what the total is, over 700, maybe close to 800 people to COVID who had underlying conditions.
Right, right.
So when we think about, okay, well, if they didn't have underlying conditions, would COVID have been a threat?
Right.
These are real questions I ask when it's quiet in the room, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what can we do to look at those underlying conditions? And some of them are cancer, some it's heart disease, you know, diabetes, some of it's just old age, you know, living a full life, and that's what happens. And so I love Kicking Cancer as being a solution, helping people find their own solutions, you know, with the information that's out there. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
In fact, the registered name for Kicking Cancer is We Are the Solution.
Fantastic.
Because I always believed that collectively, and as it turns out now globally, the messages are out there. People are sharing them now through the platform that we've created, mm-hmm. because you have an answer, and it's not a government-controlled answer. It's not some regulated thing. You know something, so share it, and collectively,
right.
We are the solution.
Yes. I absolutely love it. And so we want you to be a part of the solution, too, because we get better when you're involved. And so, listeners, we encourage you to go to the website, which is
kicking-cancer.org,
and get involved. What do you have coming up?
So every month has a cancer awareness, and currently in November, it's lung cancer and it's pancreatic cancer. Those are the two big ones this month. December doesn't have a specific cancer. It's called the Giving Hope Month.
Okay.
And so we have partnered up with a couple of groups in town that are going to support kids.
Mm-hmm.
So December, we're kicking cancer for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the Kaiser Chamber. They always do a turkey trot on Thanksgiving, and they do a jingle dash in December,
mm-hmm.
which are not going to happen because of COVID. But that money raised supports the kids in Kaiser who probably won't get a Christmas. They have a giving basket program. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a holiday dash.
Oh, fun.
And our dash has two S's in it. And so it's a virtual run. You just go on, log in. It's $40 to do it. You're going to get a shirt for doing it with the Kicking Cancer logo on the front of it. Mm-hmm. And then you just do a run whenever you want, wherever you want.
Can it be a skip?
It can be a skip.
Or a walk.
Yeah. You know, and in the reality is you can sign up and not do it. No one's going to check up on you. But we're going
to make sure you have your mask.
You're right.
You take a picture. Isn't that crazy?
But we're going to share the profits with Kaiser Chamber.
I love it.
And it's Kicking Cancer's way of giving back to the community of Kaiser.
Well, and when you think about being together, and that's also what I love about Kicking Cancer. They're always looking for ways to line up with other organizations, and it works both ways. We are part of this community. We want to be a blessing everywhere we go, and it's incredible. Do you have any idea of how many people have gotten shirts, where they're all at, things like that? Are you counting those numbers?
Sometimes it's kind of scary that I can look at a map and tell you the name of the person who has the shirt.
That's part of being a founder.
Yeah, I guess so. I actually do have a map of the United States, and there's little pins of where we have shirts. Mm-hmm. We have just shy of 800 shirts now globally.
Wow.
There's one shirt in Ethiopia. There's one shirt in Tokyo, Japan. There's a shirt in Italy and Germany and France. And so we are a global organization now. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., though, we just added Connecticut. A lady that lives in Staten, her daughter's in the Coast Guard and stationed mm-hmm. in Connecticut and currently battling breast cancer.
Okay.
So she bought some shirts and we shipped them to Connecticut.
So I helped you break ground in South Dakota, I think.
And Arkansas.
Yay.
Yeah. And so, we added Montana and Texas mm-hmm. with what we did for Rebecca.
All right. So we need to find those states yet and get all of them covered, right?
Yeah.
And aware and building that awareness. And so kicking-cancer.org is the website. And there's wonderful stories. And I'm in the middle of writing my story a little bit and how I've been affected and why I'm so passionate about getting rid of cancer and making it unthinkable.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of writing that story for you. Do newsletters, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the newsletters, about halfway through the homepage, there's a link to all the old newsletters, so you can go read them in the newsletters there too. There's one other event coming up that I would be remiss if I didn't mention. Oak Knoll Golf Course, which mm-hmm. is just west of Salem. The owner of the golf course is a skin cancer survivor, so she wants to get involved with what we're doing. And the 12th and 13th of December, you can have breakfast with Santa.
Oh, good.
And you can go out there. They've got flyers, and you pay, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that you get when you pay to do breakfast with Santa. Mm-hmm. And there's raffles for toys and this really fun stuff. John Abbott, who's also on our board, will be Santa.
Oh,
and
fun.
I have purchased a Buddy the Elf costume.
Oh, no.
So Buddy the Elf will be there too.
Does Buddy get body slammed?
That would be interesting to see. But
there's a story behind that one too.
Yeah. But Oak Knoll Golf is going to donate everything that she makes to Kicking Cancer.
Incredible. So it's all about partnering and moving.
Is.
So that's on what days again?
December 12th and 13th from 9 a.m. to 1. And just go out to Oak Knoll. They've got flyers and you can get your tickets.
Send us links to that if you have that.
Yeah.
And we'll put it on our Facebook page too. And my big question, a lot of us are moving over to Parler and doing other things. Are you looking at some other platforms too for
cancer? And you know, Parler and all these other places will be adding because the platforms are getting bigger and the message is
and
getting
growing
bigger.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Always a pleasure.
kicking-cancer.org. Yes, we're doing our part to eliminate cancer in our community, in our state, and in the world.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, friends. We're going to go into hour two. Hour two is going to be fun as we're talking about how to stay active, stay fit as we're moving through the holidays, and certainly how do we build our immune system with this COVID-19 threat. We'll be back at the top of the hour. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back after this.